Hey guys, what's going on? It's the Punry Nerds Podcast, and here with me tonight is Nate Rowe.
You.
And Alyssa Spector.
Hey guys.
And I am Lance John. Yay.
Yay, Lance.
you know, and we're back for this week and all this stuff. And a few things has pretty much popped up. Just trending. Just like, you know, since like... I would say all the TV series that we've all been waiting for are now back into full swing for the winter. So, you know, and with that, Netflix.
Not yet.
Yeah, Game of Thrones. But you have Marco Polo for now.
Is that back in? Because now you got me excited because I like Marco Polo.
Oh, I don't know.
Now, if it's not in the second season, I'm going to really extremely hate your face. So
I don't know. I don't know if it's
careful
back
what yet. You say, sir, with my TV shows.
I believe there's a second season coming, but I don't know when that's going to happen. Netflix is very
son of a... yeah. Okay. All right.
But this, like the last couple of days, Netflix has kind of been a little bit loose at the lips talking about a Zelda series.
Ooh!
A live action one.
I love Zelda, so don't mind me.
So, for those of you who don't know what Zelda is an old video game from back like the 80s, but you know,
you don't know who Zelda is, you're listening to the wrong podcast.
Yeah, like if I have to explain what Zelda is to you, like
we're not a nerd.
Like what? Link? What? Fairies?
Hippie like, corner, hipster corner with your tight jeans.
Like you just go somewhere. But yeah, it's pretty much a video game that started in the 80s, and all like for the last 20 years there've been different versions of it. Like I don't even know how many Zelda games we have now. Maybe like 60 or something like that. I don't know.
I think about 18.
Yeah,
18.
Yeah. There's a lot into the series if you're counting how many, because there have been spin-off games and there have been in the direct franchise, yeah, I would say 18 is a close number. I don't know if that's 100%. Is that off of do you have that somewhere, or is that just off the top of your head?
I can do a quick Wikipedia search.
I believe many? It's 18, or at least I remember when Skyward Sword came out, they said I think that was their 16th game. I could be wrong. And then since then we've had, I don't know if we're counting the Ocarina of Time 3D, but or the upcoming Majora's Mask 3D.
No, those
that's just a remake, right?
Yeah, those are just re-releases. We'll say under 20. It's a good number, but it's under 20.
Good. So there's a, I'm not going to count this, but there's a lot.
Yeah.
If you just go to Wikipedia and look it up, there's a lot. And they even list the ones that have been canceled. Wow. Okay.
You mean like those crap? Do they even count the crappy CDI games?
I don't even know. I guess you have to take a look at the list yourself and see. Because I don't even know what the CDI games... Oh, actually, no, they do have... Yeah, they list three of the CDI games. Yes.
Oh, God. those shouldn't even count.
Faces of Evil. The Wand of... And there's also they list the two games that were canceled, Zelda 3 and The Legend of Zelda, The Mystical Seed of Courage and all that good stuff.
Seed of Courage.
Yeah, because you need a seed to be courage, to have courage or something.
Link finds Jack Daniels.
It's like, I love my rock gut. No,
courage in a bottle.
And then he tries to ride Epona after.
Right.
Drunk horse.
The seed is what he drops into the whore at the whorehouse. Yeah. Sorry.
So
not a G-rated podcast.
But yeah. The Legend of Zelda is like, it's funny, a lot of people get a little confused about it. Zelda is not the main character. Link is. You just go save Zelda.
Yeah, so she's the princess. Link is the hero. He's the hero of time. Your quest is to, you know,
jump around.
Yeah. There's no jumping.
In the later ones, you jump a lot. Well, the 3D ones, I would say.
Well, there's jumping, but I don't think there's no jump button. You just kind of like
hops.
You go, yeah, you kind of like run toward a platform and he jumps.
He just kind of hops like.
I think we're getting off topic a little bit.
All right. But anyway, yeah.
We're talking about topic
at this point. You know, Netflix. So Netflix was like, yeah, TV series, live action. And the geeks and nerds are all split
the
on
geeks
this.
Are out.
They're like, oh, so we're doing this?
Well, and they're confused. I'm excited because, you know, I love Zelda, but at the same time, I feel like this is not going to work and may end horribly because, first of all, those that are not familiar with the Legend of Zelda series, the main character, Link, doesn't talk, does not say a word except for, like, a through battle cries here and there and, you know, screams of pain. But he doesn't talk because the point of the game is supposed to be you as the player are supposed to be, like, in Link's shoes. You know, you were the hero out to defeat Ganon and save the princess and save the Kingdom of Hyrule. So, I don't know. I know that there was a Legend of Zelda cartoon years ago, which was like a spinoff of the old Super Mario Brothers series, but yeah. That was just campy as hell.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm in total agreement with you that he doesn't actually talk. Like, he doesn't. They never bring a voice actor in, or there's never dialogue at the bottom of the screen or anything like that. But with all the quests that you do, you have to naturally assume that he's not telepathic. That when he goes and deals with people, that he does have some sort of voice, but you just never hear it. It's more like a stoic thing, like a, you know, he has whatever voice you give him in your head, you know what I mean? And I think that's kind of plays to the point that why a whole bunch of nerds are mad at this is that people have built up, you know, Link in their head so much over the years that to nail that just right is going to be damn near impossible. You know what I mean? It's going to be just like it's an over. I do not envy the task of the people putting this show together, because to keep these people happy but still bring something to life on screen, it's just going to be it's going to be a crazy balance act. I don't know, man. Like, I'm totally.
They're never going to be able to please everybody, you know, and yeah. I really doubt, like, I'm with you on that, Nate, because I do not envy anybody who decides to take on this project and think it's going to be like, yeah, this is going to be awesome. It's like, no, buddy, you're kind of messing with geek royalty here.
You don't want to mess with geeks.
Yeah. We're talking about it before the show. What surprises us even more is that Nintendo is licensing out this brand for them for Netflix to do a live action show. Ever since the epic failure of Mario Brothers the movie, I mean, it's like they've been super. I mean, they are almost always assholes with their product, regardless. I mean, that right now the big thing is they're taking down streams. They're not letting people stream content from Nintendo. And that's just, like, stupid. In every aspect of the gaming industry, that's just dumb. Like, that's free publicity, you know what I'm saying? It's just free promotion to everyone. They're taking it away. So for them to license this out to Netflix blows my mind, you know what I mean? That they're going to trust that they obviously got somebody working on the project that they trust enough that they're going to license out, or somebody pitched a good enough idea that you know, they're following through on it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I was
yeah, go ahead.
Oh no, I was just saying, like, I was saying also before the show that you know, I have a love hate relationship with Nintendo. Like, I love their games, I love their properties, but they're so behind the times.
Yeah. They're just, yeah, I mean, they there's a lot of things that Nintendo does right. And there's a lot of things that they do just absolutely horribly. They have great IPs, right? They have great franchises that we've all loved from over the years. Still make great games with these names. You know, Mario games are still a lot of fun. Kirby games are still a lot of fun. Link games or Zelda games are still a lot of fun. So, you know, it's they have these great things, but then the way it's marketed and the way it's presented and the execution afterwards is just horrible. Like, even if all four of us, you know, figure out how to get the same console so that we can all play the same game, that's if that game allows multiplayer. Like, they have a really big problem with letting people play online with each other. And, you know, there's a lot of games that it would be awesome to play multiplayer, but you just can't because they just fucking, unless it's local, they just don't offer the multiplayer aspect of it. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Yeah, they fuck it up. Nintendo, you fucking up. Sorry.
Maybe they just secretly hate player. They just hate gamers. They just want to find an excuse to just ruin all their franchises.
You know how Nintendo would really make bank? Make a live action version of Nintendo.
of the company.
Make a theme park. Make it like Disneyland, but Nintendo theme.
This is Nintendo Land.
I think that idea's got some legs to it. Like, I think if Nintendo opened up in Japan, opened up a fucking, there's some crazy game themed stuff out there. Like, there's
a Pokemon theme park.
Yeah, there was a Pokemon one. We talked about it one time on another podcast. There was a World of Warcraft one that was totally not licensed. Like, they just,
yeah, they don't give a shit.
It wasn't licensed for anything, but, yeah, I could see a Nintendo park. That would be awesome. You're walking around, Mario's there.
Yeah. And think about it. You walk in, kind of like how Disney World has, like, Sleeping Beauty's castle or Cinderella's castle. You walk in, instead it's like Princess Peach's castle. You can walk through or you know, nice. And they'll be playing orchestra of, you know, they'll be playing the music. And maybe the lamps will look like mushrooms. And I don't know.
I know
you have enough themes that, like, going through the park, there could be, like you could totally, like, you walk in and it would be like the entrance of Disneyland where, hey, you see all this stuff off in the distance and there's vendors and stuff, and then you're gonna have you go into the haunted place where the ghosts are you know, Booms. Doing that you know thing that they do, you know what I mean? And oh man, like, you have a good idea right there. Like, I don't know how we arrived at this, but I am totally.
We're just bashing Nintendo at this point, telling them to step up their game. They want to be better. But anyway, getting back to the live action Zelda.
It's a good idea, but guys, you got to remember something about Nintendo. They don't like their customers.
No. Another thing we have to realize, though, is that Nintendo, just as we were just talking about, is a Japanese-based company.
Yeah.
So they make a lot of their decisions based on the Japanese consumer, not the American consumer. And once Nintendo has passed down law, like their law within the company in Japan on their products and blah, 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 that I'm honestly thinking that the partners in America, the people who run it in America, Nintendo's, you know, offices here and shit,
they don't have a say.
Yeah, they probably have their hands tied on close to everything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's probably one of these, you know, when the home office in Japan says something, that's fucking final. There's no argument. There's no, maybe we could call it this. No, if we say we're going to call it this, it's this. And, you know, so I don't know, man. I don't know how much of that what all goes on behind the scenes in their offices. But, yeah, they make some poor decisions.
Well, I don't know about Nintendo as a whole, but I know Nintendo of America, for some reason, America just tends to get the short end of the stick when it comes to.
And you just, I don't think they anything. Like Americans.
when Hyrule Warriors came out, I think in the UK, or in Europe, you had an option to get like a bundle with like Link's scarf or, you know, some other extra, like this treasure box or something. Japan had it. Europe got it. US didn't get it, but they had like the day of release. You can only get it at Nintendo World, which is in New York City. Those first come, first serve can get the special edition version of Hyrule Warriors with the scarf. And everybody's like, are you shitting me? They're making this limited edition just for the, you know, Nintendo World, like all of America. In all of America, they only have it in New York City. Like, why is it, this has to be considered limited edition here. which, you know, most likely the first people online are scalpers that are just going to snatch it up and sell it on eBay for five times the price. Yeah. And they make it like a default option, like in Europe and in Japan. Like, here, you can get this game, or you can get this special edition version with the cool scarf and the treasure chest that every time you open it up, it goes do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Wow. Yeah, that's the whole thing, man, is like they kind of shit on America, man. I mean, it's not, I don't know if it's intentional. I wouldn't go so as far as to say it's intentional, but we do see the effects way more than we see. I don't know.
I would say traditionally, Asian companies traditionally do not have a great grasp on American culture. They just don't. That's why I'm kind of shocked that they came to Netflix to create whoever came to Netflix to create a live action Zelda show, because you said that they pretty much shit on Americans fans with the whole scarf thing, that little debacle that they were going with.
Not even just the scarf, but even like pre-orders in general. Like Majora's Mask 3D is coming out, and I think in the UK or in Europe, like a pre-order with the game or something, you can get like a pre-order gift is like a statue of like a Skull Kid statue, a figurine or something. America doesn't get that. You can get a Majora's Mask pin, but only if you pre-order another game called something Steam, code name Steam or something. Like, really? You have to pre-order another game that you don't even want to get a pin related to the game you want?
Yeah, because money.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I will say we're sitting here saying that Nintendo is shitting on Americans, and I will say that Americans, out of all the populations in the world, are some of the most fickle and hard to please people on the planet.
Oh,
and,
I know that. That's the point.
yeah, exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. Though it's like we expect. I don't know. Like maybe their sales numbers don't dictate that. They think it's going to be, you know, I mean, that we have to understand that there's so many advertising dollars go into this, so many, you know, whatever. And this is internationally, this is all around the world, that if their numbers just, if their numbers are saying, this isn't going to fucking sell as much in America, like this isn't. Maybe the scarcity ploy was just to try and build up some hype, you know what I mean? But either way, I mean, it could have been straight sales numbers that dictated this fucking decision. It could have been just like, you know, in the UK and in Japan, we have great numbers and this is going to do awesome. And in America, we don't think it's going to do that great. So fuck it. Let's not even promote it. Let's not, you know, let's just do a limited thing. And if it goes scarce, you know, that's awesome. And if, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't know. I see it from both sides, but I'm with you guys, man. I think Nintendo just, yeah. Yeah.
So, with all that said, how bad do you think this show is going to be?
I don't know, man. It could be, like, I have mixed feelings about it. Like, I'm not, don't get me wrong, I have nostalgia with Zelda, just like a lot of gamers do. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody, every gamer, true gamer, has a Zelda game that they claim as that's their favorite Zelda game, and they had the best time with it. So everybody has their fond memories of Zelda, but... And I get the fact that it's not going to live up to hype to some people. But I think with the right cast, and I'm thinking the right cast would involve, if you're going to get some big-name actors, they couldn't be anything more than side characters. For the main roles, for Link, for Zelda, I almost want to say that you need to go, or at least with Link, you need to go with somebody that nobody knows. So that way you're not expecting anything from this person other than you're going to see how they play the role. You know what I mean? If you get that kind of atmosphere going, another thing you have to remember is like Link lives in a pretty magical world. I mean, there are some crazy creatures out there. There are some crazy enemies. There are, you know, the world that he travels through in each game is really in depth with and brought to life with all these characters around him. So it's going to be interesting to see. I'm more worried about how they're going to bring this world to life as opposed to who's actually going to play who, you know what I mean, at this point. I can't wait to see the Rock people from Orc Arena at a time. Like, if they can work in that somehow, like, that would be the fucking Goron. Awesome. Yeah, like the Goron.
The Zoras.
I don't know.
The Zoras are the fish people.
Okay, oh, okay.
You guys are trying to kill special effects people.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's a big challenge, you know what I mean? Like, another theme that you see in Zelda games is it would be easy to say that they're going to do a time frame type deal where you see Link as a child for maybe even part of the series, and then a transformation. They might even be able to do something where it's like, they do bits and pieces here and there where you see a young Link and then you see an older Link who's more seasoned and is doing something else later in time. You know, they could do a he's jumping through time type scenario. We don't know yet. Like, we know nothing other than Netflix is saying, you know, we're doing a Zelda show. You know what I mean?
I think this is an early April Fool's joke from Netflix.
It could be. It could very well be something that gets so hyped that they just step away from it and they're like, we don't want to fuck, we didn't know it was going to cause this kind of hysteria.
Well, there was that live action trailer that was made as an April Fool's joke. I don't know if you've guys seen that. It's like a fake movie trailer for Legend of Zelda, but it was done really well.
The logistics behind the show is going to be probably a nightmare, but they might be able to pull it off if they just do practical makeup, and because that's actually a lot cheaper than just to sit there and CGI the entire world. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of green screen going on, but if they get the same people who did what's that show? There was a show that was out recently. I don't know if it's still out or not, but it was called Defiance. That was on Sci-Fi. It was like it's a show that coincided with a video game.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, and I watched the show. I never played the game, but what they did was they had this little town where it had all these different aliens walking around and everything like that. I mean, it wasn't like spectacular makeup or like really out there creatures or anything like that, but I have a feeling that's probably what they're gonna go with, like that whole. He lives in a town and he goes in these different adventures and all these different characters that are kind of anthropomorphic sort of thing. You know, that's the only way I can see that actually working.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering like how they're going to, and that's another thing we were kind of talking about, me and Alyssa were before the podcast was, Netflix has really, if you go and look at a lot of, and watch a lot of their fucking series, like the original Netflix series, they've really taken the tone of a lot of HBO series where it's, they have story and they have dialogue and they have action sometimes, but it's a lot of cursing. It's a lot of, a lot of boobs, a lot of boobs. A lot of sex, they got to have things that just drive, you know, like things that just grab people if they're not watching, if they're not paying attention. Oh, titties, titties. Oh, okay. I'm back. You know?
You have to
think with a Zelda series, they're not going to be able to do that, right? They're not going to be able
most
to
likely
have,
not, yeah.
Zelda's not going to be bathing with, like, 13 other girls in a castle somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
Or he
you know.
Could.
Well, I mean, awesome. I mean, don't get me wrong. But for some reason, if you say Zelda, something tells me it's going to be more of a Chronicles of Narnia type deal where it's going to be mythic, it's going to be this epic journey, but it's going to be toned down enough that a kid could watch it. Yeah, I would think, you know what I mean? But,
Have you seen The Great Fairy from Ocarina of Time?
Well, I feel you, you know what I mean? Some of that is a little risque. Some of them, but you could do it on the show where it's, she looks almost the same where you see a lot of skin, but it's still tasteful. There's still a way to do it where, you know, if she's this, you know, yeah, I don't know. There's a way to do it where you could still do it, not have nudity and be tasteful and still show enough to be intriguing, but not, you know, vulgar. You know what I mean?
I'm sure this is their stab at the first live action kid show, because they do have like a section just for kids. They don't have any. And that's like the only section they have where there is no. Netflix original cartoon, except for like the really adult stuff. You know, yeah. So yeah, I have a feeling you could be right. This is, I would say this is probably their first stab at something, you know, they've probably been thinking about. But it's just that, wow, really? Zelda? Live action? This is what you're going to start off with? Jesus, how much money do you have?
It's like, yeah, it's, you have to think, man. That's the whole thing with the CGI and with, yeah, that's just with the makeup. I mean, now, Game of Thrones can do it, you know what I mean? But Game of Thrones also has a huge following. And Zelda has a way bigger following. I'll go ahead and say that probably. Yeah. But it's still, you know, is that following going to want to watch the show and be happy with the show? That's going to be the big question. And that's probably, I don't know, that one's obviously going to be up in the air until the first episode airs, you know what I mean?
So. Also, the problem is with Zelda, as cool would be to see it as a live-action show. I mean, Zelda does have a story and has characters, but the bulk of the game is mostly about exploring. Like, you can't really tell. I mean, I don't know. It's the whole thing is about, exploring dungeons, fighting monsters, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm sure they'll be able to pull that off. Just hire the people that did Hercules.
Well, there is like a, even though, like, I feel what you're saying, that is the bulk of Zelda games. You go off and do quests and you do these adventures and stuff. But at the same time, there is, you could almost say there is like an overall plot, though. Most of the time, Ganondorf's doing something. He's taking Zelda hostage, or, you know, there's something going on where you have to save the day. Like, there's some aspect, there's some, you know, thing happening in the world that you have to handle, you have to take care of as the hero. So,
and how
I don't know, man. Like, they could totally put in Ganondorf. They could totally make some type of arc where you see a destination, like, this is what needs to happen. This is how, you know, he dealt with stuff as a kid. This is what he's dealing with as an adult. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
It'd be interesting if they did base it off Ocarina of Time, because then we'll get to see like Ganondorf's, you know, childhood and stuff. Because if those that are familiar with Ocarina of Time, he was, he's part of the Gerudo tribe, and the Gerudos are a tribe of mostly women that every 100 years a male is born into the tribe. So it'd be interesting to see like his upbringing. And how he came to be this evil person.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm excited for it, but I don't want to really know anything about it. Like, I kind of want to just, it's one of those things where it's like Star Wars to me, where I don't want to hear any of the hype. I don't want to, you know, I kind of just want to go in and see it for myself and make my own judgment. And, you know, I don't know, man. I'll say right now, though, I'm kind of excited for it. It's exciting news that something Nintendo is going live action, for sure.
I'm just worried.
I mean, rightfully so. Rightfully so. As a fan, yeah. Fans are always worried. But that's another thing I was trying to explain to my friend, was anytime you're moving one media into another media, there's going to be that fucking wall of crossing it over perfectly is insane. So not everybody is always going to be happy, but you have to appreciate just that attempt, at least, unless it's so gosh damn horrible that it's, you know, like, it's, unless you're talking another Mario movie, you know what I mean? Unless it's so internationally hated that you can say it was just a horrible attempt, you can at least appreciate that art of transition of trying to bring it from one medium to another. You know what I mean? So I guess I appreciate that more than anything. That's what I'm excited for, is to see somebody else's interpretation of it. So
yeah, we'll see. And on that note, we're gonna end it off here, guys. Don't forget to hit us up on Facebook. You can find us there via our group, Pondering Nerds. And if you want to learn everything that you need to know about Pondering Nerds itself, just head out to PonderingNerds.com. And don't forget to rate and subscribe to us on iTunes, Pondering Nerds Podcast. And until next time, we'll see you then. Later.
Peace.
Bye, guys.